from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 16th. Hey Iris, June 16th, 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from ARS Technica Science. Good news, we have extra time before the sun ends life on Earth. It's a bit worrying when a scientific paper begins, "How long will life on Earth survive?" But in this case, a study by Jacob Huck-Misra of Blue Marble Space and Eric Wolf at the University of Colorado Boulder, the billion-plus-year timeline under consideration shouldn't cause you too much existential panic. The context for this question is that we understand the sun will brighten as it eventually matures into a red giant that swallows the Earth in a solar furnace. So, where along that 5 billion year path will life on Earth, in fact, be cooked, weathering and the weather? This isn't just a question of incoming radiation. Among the thermostat-like stabilizing feedback loops in Earth's climate, the cycling of CO2 through the solid Earth is a major factor over timescales this long. The weathering of silicate rocks at the surface converts atmospheric CO2 into carbonate that ends up on the seafloor, where it can be subducted into the mantle with tectonic plates, and eventually it can cycle back out to the atmosphere through volcanoes. Read full article next. Second, from PLOS1, Interdependent Relationship Between Depression and Internet Gaming Disorder in Parent-Child Dyads, The Mediating Role of Family Relationship and Gaming Time, by Qian Li, Yilun Huang, Samuel Yungshan Wong, Winnie W. S. Mack, Xue Yang Background and Objective, a well-established link exists between depression and internet gaming disorder, IGD, at the individual level, while it remains unexplored within the family system. This study aims to investigate the interdependent relationship between parent and adolescent depression and IGD, and to identify the potential mechanisms. Methods, a cross-sectional dyadic study, was conducted with adolescents and their parents, primary caregiver, in Hong Kong. Adolescents completed anonymous surveys in classrooms, and parents completed online surveys via WhatsApp or phone interviews. The Actor-Partner Interdependence Model, APIM, and Actor-Partner Interdependence Mediation Model, APIMEM, were utilized to test the interdependence and mediators between depression and IGD in parent-child dyads, respectively. Results: a total of 1,277 parent-child dyads were included. Depressive symptoms in parents, V3.072, and adolescents, V0.273, both P0.5, were positively associated with their own IGD symptoms, actor effect. Adolescent depressive symptoms were positively associated with parental IGD symptoms, V0.078, P0.05. Family relationships and adolescent gaming time mediated the association of adolescent depressive symptoms with adolescent IGD symptoms, indirect effect accounting for 21.5%, and parental IGD symptoms, 74.3%. Conclusions: adolescent depressive symptoms were positively associated with their own and parental IGD symptoms, which were mediated by adolescent-reported family relationships and adolescent gaming time. The influence of adolescents' mental health problems on parents' problematic behaviors within the family system should not be overlooked. Up next, third from Nautilus, bad third-grade behavior could be a preview of educational failure. Kids who can hold it together until the final bell may be primed for more academic success in life. The post-bad third-grade behavior could be a preview of educational failure appeared first on Nautilus, and then fourth, from Holistic Farming, Vichia Saiva L. Common Vetch. The monograph pulls together dozens of peer-reviewed studies, field trials, nutritional analyses, and ecological surveys. So it's a solid, multi-study overview rather than a single experiment. Common vetch is a nitrogen-fixing legume used as a cover crop and animal feed. Its protein content averages 20-25%, and it tolerates low fertility soils, which researchers have confirmed across temperate regions. Growth data show it matures in 70-90 days, with yields of 2,4-THA1 under rain-fed conditions. Trials note that seed inoculation with rhizobium improves nitrogen capture by about 15%. Overall, the evidence suggests vetch is a reliable low-input option for sustainable cropping systems, though yield variability can be modest in very dry years. Next, fifth, from the skeptical cardiologist. A case for Father's Day. Consider gifting this expensive but really cool pill box. So, as people get older, they often end up taking more pills every day. This can get pretty disorganized, which is where pill organizers come in. You can find cheap ones on Amazon, like the Easy Dose Weekly Pill Organizer, which has a high rating from a lot of users. However, after using one of these for a while, you might start to get frustrated with the flimsy design and how it looks after a few months.